Joining us now, a privilege to introduce my next guest. He represents folks in the very, the eastern boundary of the state. Hails from Opelika. State Senator Randy Price joins us. Senator, how are you this morning? Oh, there we go. How are you this morning, Senator?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Doing well, and thank you so much for making time for our audience. We really do appreciate it. Let's get right into it. COVID-19, I think, is the biggest thing on everybody's mind, without a doubt. There's other things going on, obviously, but that has the biggest impact on their lives. And you had to deal with it in a very severe way firsthand. Going through that, and does it change the way you approach, the pandemic?
Well, Jeff, I think it goes back to what a friend said to me the other day. He said, this is real. It's very real. I am very thankful for a lot of doctors and nurses, frontline people. I spent 8 weeks in the hospital and spent 3 weeks on a ventilator. And so I understand that it is real. And I'm very thankful to everyone that took time to pray for me, not only here in the state of Alabama, but across this country, and lifted those prayers up to God and for him to give me the chance to continue to move forward in my life. But the pandemic is something that we unfortunately are having to address on a daily basis, and it's changed a lot of things in a lot of ways that we do things.
Have you felt any of the, I guess this is less about policy, but have you felt any of the residual effects? Has it changed your ability to go up and down stairs or anything like that?
Well, Jeff, glad you said that because I have been doing a lot of physical therapy, gaining my strength back, and I've been using, had a friend yesterday that made a homemade walking stick for me. It's a beautiful stick that he out of oak wood that came right here off of our farm that he built. But I have been able to overcome that, and so our breathing is getting back to normal. Had a good report here about a week or so ago from our doctors and met with them, and so we're very blessed, very very blessed to be up and moving and. Understand that things sometimes take a little time, but we're moving around very well.
That's it's good to hear things are improving, but I guess it just underscores how serious nature of this of the pandemic and how people ought to take it very seriously.
Well, Jeff, I think the biggest thing that there's been. Let's just be honest. There's been some criticism of the way the governor and to handle some of this. But let's be honest, the governor made a statement that I think is a very true statement, that sometimes we just need to use a little common sense and be respectful of others. I think that's the biggest thing that we need to stop and think about is being respectful for others. I understand that everybody has their right, and I respect that, but I also understand that in a situation that we're in today, we want to make sure that we keep Alabama as healthy as possible.
So, it sounds like you feel like the executive, that is the governor, the state health officer, it sounds like you feel like they've done just about the best they could.
I think you can in the situation we were. I think even the governor has come back and said, as far as closing businesses and that kind of thing, maybe that was a mistake. When a lot of times it's the first time you're going through something, you make decisions, but at the same time, then you work to correct them. My dad used to always have a saying, if you feel like you've done something wrong, as quickly as possible, try to correct it. And I think that's what's happened. And we're headed in a positive direction as far as trying to get Alabama up and running. And I think, visiting with my mayors and different elected officials throughout my district, The pandemic has sure affected us in a lot of ways, but our tax revenue is still in a very positive upward beat. And I think those are the things that we got to look at. If one thing the pandemic has done, it has encouraged the people to shop local. And I think that's very important.
Do you foresee now? I know just right down the way there from you, Senator Whatley is talking about maybe adding an element of legislative oversight to the way we handle these pandemics. I mean, is it? Do you think that it's fair to want to reevaluate the Emergency Management Act in Alabama, how emergencies are handled by the executive branch?
Well, let me just say this. What I will do is get with Senator Whatley and look at the bill that he is presenting. I know the bill that he put together as far as last year, but I'll be glad to look at that bill this year and see if there's any changes, and we'll go from there.
Joined by State Senator Randy Price here on the program. Do you think do you think it's going to be possible to under these circumstances to pull off a regular session next month in Montgomery? Because there's a lot of questions. You know, the facility itself, the State House, leaves much to be desired. But getting everybody in and together, is that going to present some challenges?
Well, it definitely, Jeff. You know, it's going to present the challenges there. I think you're going to have more challenges as far as the House is concerned than you are the Senate. I tip my hat to the leadership, not only in the House, but also in our guys in the Senate that are working with the staff people to try to put together something that will make it work. We need to get back to Montgomery and go to work as far as doing the people's work. There was a lot of things that were left on the table last year, and there's pieces of legislation that were left there that actually pertain to helping the people of Alabama as far as COVID's concerned, business-type pieces of legislation that take care of our businesses. And those things need to be addressed. But what we need to do is, like I said, to hopefully put together a working mechanism to where we can get back to Montgomery and do the people's work and make sure that we get some of those things accomplished.
But, I guess there would have to be some kind of, for the House at least, for it to work. Or you're going to have to put in some kind of protocols, one would assume.
Right. You know, and I don't know exactly as far as what the House is trying to work on. I do know that they're looking at several different things as far as electronic pads for them to vote on, et cetera. But I think that, the effort is being made to make sure that we can put things together and safely come back and meet and go to work and accomplish the things that we need to accomplish for the state of Alabama.
When we get back, when you guys get back on February 2nd, there's a lot to do. Obviously, the budgets are going to be the constitutional priority. But does anything stick out in your mind where the focus really ought to be first?
Well, I think we need to clean up some things that we left on the table from last year. Senator Orr has a bill that you're, of course, aware of that is very, very business-friendly and deals as far as the COVID is concerned. I was a co-sponsor of that bill last year, and I'll be a co-sponsor again this year. Those are the type of things that we need to address to make sure that we give the right business environment to the industries and businesses throughout our state, whether big or small, that they are protected and taken care of. And so I think those are the type of things that we need to first look at, some of the things that were not finished from last year that need to be addressed, need to be headed in the right direction. And then from there, of course, move into the budget process. You know, we don't know how much time we're going to have as far as like last year, the way the session ended up being divided. So, you know, a lot of that is going to just see, and we're just going to have to see which direction it goes in. But I do know that, and I'm very thankful for our leadership and our staff that are trying to put together a plan that's going to work and be productive.
Obviously, this is, I would think, I don't think it's going out too far to limb here to say that there's probably going to be some kind of special session later in the year, particularly you got to deal with the reapportionment this year. I mean, it really does, you do seem to have a heavy load.
It is a session that could have, as you just said, a heavy load. And with the obstacle of COVID and trying to make things work, that makes it even that much more difficult. And the special session word is definitely something that you're already hearing bounced around, especially for reapportionment and those type of things.
Well, tell me this. This might present some kind of an ethical dilemma. We had Senator Stutz on a couple weeks ago, and he thinks that everybody will have the vaccine, or enough of the membership will have the vaccine to be able to get in there, get some work done. Should lawmakers be maybe not ahead of obviously first responders and other medical professionals, but should they be up in front of the line per se to get the vaccine so that you guys can maybe meet safely at the state house?
Well, that decision is left up to, and really the protocol was actually put together, while I was in the hospital this summer, but I think we've got a lot of people that need to be taken care of. Yes, the lawmakers, yes, we would love to have everybody to have the vaccine to where we can safely meet and move forward. But I don't think that we need to be changing protocol just to meet that. I'm hoping if the vaccine and everything goes in a smooth manner, then yes, by the time we go into session, a lot of us will fall into our categories to be able to have the vaccine.
As far as the vaccine goes, your district, a lot of rural places in your congressional, I mean, in your Senate district, do you feel like the vaccine rollout, is it going to work? Do you have confidence in the system?
Oh, I think so. I think there's a lot of, excuse me, Jeff, there's a lot of effort that has gone into putting together a plan. And I am continually meeting with some of our local officials. And I think that what we'll continue to do is to see how we progress over the next week or so. If we feel like that there's something there that needs to be tweaked, that's just good leadership. It's going back and making the adjustments that need to be made. Rural Alabama is very dear to me, and it's something that we need to make sure that the entire state is taken care of, but sometimes trying to make sure that the vaccines get there in the time manner that they do is what we're going to have to do.
Senator, we're out of time, but I certainly do appreciate you making time for us, and hopefully we could do it again here in the near future.
Sounds great, Jeff. Just once again, I want to thank everybody for their prayers. And look forward to as we move forward into this year and getting ready to back to Montgomery. And you have a great day.
You do the same. Thanks for joining us. State Senator Randy Price of Opelika, ladies and gentlemen.